What?
College matters.
What?
College matters. Matters.
Really?
For sure. College matters.
Alma matters. Matters.
So as far as the network goes, it's crazy how amazing and diverse it is. Koch scholars are visionary leaders and change agents, trailblazers, lifelong learners. I mean, we could go on and on about the amazing people that they are, but they're all committed to service and giving back. On our website, you'll see that we talk about them being a force for good in the world, and it's really true.
That was Carolyn Norton, Alumni Relations Manager with Coca-Cola Scholars Foundation. Hello, I'm your host, Venkatraman. Founded in 1986, Coca-Cola Scholars Foundation has awarded $78 million in scholarships to 6,600 scholars to advance their educational careers. From the time a college-bound high school student is awarded the Coca-Cola scholarship, they become part of this exclusive lifelong network of scholars nurtured and supported by Carolyn's alumni relations team. In this podcast, Carolyn gives us an overview of the scholarship, how students can apply to the Coca-Cola scholarship, what they look for in their scholars, the alumni scholars programs, and advice for high schoolers. Now, before we jump into the podcast, here are the high fives, five highlights from the podcast.
You know, when you hear scholarship, you know, that we're a scholarship provider, you don't always think, a lot of people are like, what do you mean by alumni relations?
Well, right.
We're very unique in the sense that we never wanted to just be a check for college. We wanted to be so much more than that to our scholars. Mm-hmm. And they have a heart for, you know, community service and public mm-hmm. policy and social impact. And they're just really, they're doing just big things as high schoolers. It really, I know it sounds cliche, but it's a family. It feels like this bigger family. And we mm-hmm. really instill that in them from the moment they come to Scholars Weekend, you know, that you are now part of something much bigger than yourself. They have to be a high school senior to apply for our scholarship. Mm-hmm. And they mm-hmm. apply between August 1st and October 31st of their senior year on mm-hmm. our website, coca-colascholarsfoundation.org. And so if you are a high achieving high schooler who is really strong in service and leadership and academics, you know, employment too, by the way, is a big part of that, because a lot of our scholars have to work to help mm-hmm. their families. That's great too. But if you're a high achieving high school student, I would really encourage everybody to apply.
These were the high fives brought to you by
College Matters.
Alma Matters.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Now, I'm sure you want to hear the entire podcast on Coca-Cola scholarships with Carolyn. So without further ado, over to Carolyn Norton.
Okay, so if you're ready, we can jump right in, and maybe you could kick it off with telling us a little bit about yourself.
Yes. Well, first of all, thanks so much for having me, Venkat. I'm really excited to talk to you today. And I love your podcast and what you're doing as well. So I'm glad to be here. So I am Carolyn Norton. I lead alumni relations at the Coca-Cola Scholars Foundation. Mm-hmm. A little bit about me. I grew up in Richmond, Virginia, mm-hmm. got my BA in psychology and education at Randolph Macon Women's College back in the day. Mm-hmm. I won't reveal my age, but I'm up there. And then I taught second grade for a while, for six years, not too long, but for 6 years. And eventually moved from Virginia to Atlanta, where I am, where I have been since 1997. So a long, long time. But yeah, I taught second grade for 6 years in Virginia and in Georgia. And then transition, honestly, it, you know, just through amazing luck and networking and that kind of stuff, I ended up in the job where I am today with the Coca-Cola Scholars Foundation. And I've been here since 2001. So it's amazing.
No, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. You know, so two questions come to mind. One is, how did you transition from a school teacher to this, to being an alumni liaison and manager? And, you know, that must have been a pretty crazy transition, if I may say so.
Right. Let me tell you, it was. I was ready to get, I loved teaching so much, but I was ready to just do something different. And and I really wanted it to be an education and nonprofit, but I, you know, I had one view of what that looked like and the kind of jobs I hoped to have. And then, you know, I ended up here. And honestly, I had not even heard of the Coca-Cola Scholars Foundation at the time. I hadn't even thought of the scholarship world at all, like being part of that. And our president at the time, Mark Davis, like, I, you know, honestly, I think he just, for whatever reason, he saw something in me. And I'm just so grateful because you know, and I always encourage teachers and people out there that are looking to transition careers, you know, just you never know the skills that you have. Actually, if you're relational and, you know, a good connector and things like that, which so many people in education are, you you can do more than you think you can. And so I'm grateful he believed in me back in the day. And I really have found a passion in alumni relations and engagement being here. So, yeah.
Okay. So before we kind of jump into what you do, tell us a little bit about the Coca-Cola Scholars Foundation, how it started and what it's doing.
Yeah. So the Coke Scholars Foundation was founded in 1986 at Coca-Cola's centennial anniversary. The bottler, Coke bottlers and company came together to start this amazing program just because they really believed in education and wanting to further educational careers of young people. And so the first class of scholars was in 1989. It's varied over the years of how much money we have given to scholars, you know, each year, but now everybody gets, so now we've got over 6,600 Coke scholars and we've given over $78 million in scholarships to students around the country. And, yeah, we've got this incredible network that I'll be telling you about.
So maybe you could tell us a little bit about what you do. What's your role? And you mentioned alumni relations. So what does that entail and how does all that fit in?
Right. Well, you know, when you hear scholarship, you know, that we're a scholarship provider, you don't always think, a lot of people are like, what do you mean by alumni relations? Well, we're very unique in the sense that we never wanted to just be a check for college. We wanted to be so much more than that to our scholars. And so we really have stayed in touch with them and, you know, just, I don't want to say the word track, but, you know, we've just known where they have gone in life since the beginning, as long as they'll let us be a part of their lives. So that's pretty unique. And I, as far as my role, I mean, I plan and execute events for our scholars, help put together our committees because they are, you know, on our selection committees now. We have an alumni advisory board that I oversee. You know, I'm constantly trying to do research on alumni trends out there because there's definite overlaps with the kind of things that colleges do with their alumni, but it is different at the same time because we're, you know, we're a scholarship provider. But yes, we just, I mean, I am always trying to connect them to each other and back to the Scholars Foundation and also the Coke Company, just in terms of just keeping them top in mind with, you know, just how they provided scholarships over the years to them, you know, and I mean, they're just kind of indebted to the company for that and just grateful. And so.
So, you know, maybe we should trace, it's like a life cycle kind of discussion. You know, how do you find these scholars? Maybe start from who you're looking for and how does the process start? And then we can sort of stick with them and talk about what they do through college and beyond.
Sure. One of my favorite things to talk about are scholars. They have to be a high school senior to apply for our scholarship, and they apply between August 1st and October 31st of their senior year on our website, coca-colascholarsfoundation.org. And then they have to be a high achieving high school senior. We're an achievement based scholarship. You know, need can play into it, but they've got to have the high achievement part at first. And just to give you a sense, it's crazy. We get 70 to 90,000 online applications.
Wow.
And we have 150 spots. So you can only imagine these are movers and shakers in their high school. They just have done a lot with service and leadership, especially. They're super diverse in their, in every way, from their talents, their skills, their the kind of things they're interested in and their backgrounds, everything. So then that phase one is that initial online application. And from there, we go into phase two, which is a semi-finalist application. And we have just under 2,000 semi-finalists.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you whittled down from 90,000 to 2,000.
Yes. Wow. Yes. And it varied, you know, the past few years, we've had more like 70,000 apply. So it just, it really varies over the years. But yes, it's narrowed down to just under 2,000 for the semifinalist round. And we bring in our program review committee to read those. And those are people that are in college admissions areas and some high school admission, you know, high school, college counseling kind of people as well. And then they narrow it down to our regional finalists. We have 250 regional finalists, and that's where our team joins up with Coke Scholar alumni from around the country. And we interview all of those 250 over the course of a couple weekends. And just 20-minute interviews, mostly on Skype, on Zoom these days. And then from there we select our 150 scholars from those interviews. So it's crazy. And then we bring them on non-COVID years. We bring them to Atlanta and have a big Coke Scholars weekend with them where we do a lot of leadership development, kind of an inside out approach to leadership where we talk about empathy and self-awareness, vision and inspiration. And we have 30 alums that come in and facilitate those groups with them. And we start off with a banquet to celebrate them with our Coke company community and all of our business partners that come together to sponsor the event. And it's just, it's a big weekend. It's just super fun. And it's been really hard the past few years because we've to do this virtually. And it's just, you know, we hate that for them because they haven't, past couple classes haven't had that same experience, but we'll get back there.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. We're getting there.
We're getting there.
So all this happens in what? I mean, 2 or 3 months, right? Because you said end of December, the applications you take accept till December 31st, something. So you do this probably in the first quarter, right, of the calendar year, each calendar year.
Well, yes, but it keeps going. So they have to, the first phase one, the online applications are August 1st to October 31st.
Oh, so October 31st. Okay.
October 31st. So they have to apply by October 31st. And then in mid-January, we have the program review committee coming in to read and the applications and select our semifinalists. And then February, we interview them. So by March, the very beginning of March at the latest, we typically have our new class of scholars.
Got it. Wow, still pretty intense.
yes.
But what are you guys looking for? I mean, what is it that you see from these applications? What kind of things make the mark or make the grade?
It can vary, but honestly, I mean, the people that, and I don't want to deter anybody from applying because you don't have to have started a nonprofit in high school, but a big part of them have. It's just, they're just these go-getters. They kind of see the bigger picture early on and they have a heart for, you know, community service and public policy and social impact. And they're just really, they're doing just big things as high schoolers. I mean, and their stories play into it a lot as well. Like, you know, we're looking for a lot of passion there. And so what if they started a nonprofit or they've raised $30,000 for a charity through high school? Why was that? You know, what's the impetus to that? And, you know, and then just their drive, the motivation behind what they do. But they really have to be strong leaders in their high school and out. And also really strong in service. So those are and of course, academics, they have to have a 3.0 or above average. But many, you know, many of them, I mean, they're very high in academics as well.
Of course. Yes. So now how much change have you seen in your couple of decades now with this of applications? I mean, how have students changed?
Gosh. They were seeing a lot more STEM-related interests, you know, than ever before, for sure. And so that's been a big one. But what we look for hasn't changed, but definitely their interests, I would say, have probably changed over time. Like I said, I've only been there 20 years, but that's still long enough to see, you know, what it used to be like versus now. And I mean, they're just very, I think even more than ever, they're really interested in social impact and even government and all kinds of just the kind of things that are affecting them as young people these days as well, you know?
Any specific programs that you guys have that enable, you know, scholars across time to interact?
Yes. And we're always it's never enough in my mind. So that's something we're always working on, is what are more ways that we can involve scholars who want to get more involved, want to be more active in the network. But we start, you know, when they come for Scholars Weekend, that's kind of where it all starts. And we do the leadership development with them. So we call it LDI, Leadership Development Institute. So that's kind of the first thing in that, you know, I mentioned before, some alumni act as facilitators for that. Well, then throughout college, they have the option to be part of a coaching program where one of our older scholars is matched with our freshman Koch scholar. And they go through, the alumni go through training with the Center for Creative Leadership, who we partner with on the coaching program. So there's a good amount of them in their freshman year that are involved in the coaching program. And that's been really successful. And then leadership and service summits. So every 5 years we have these big leadership summits, and usually in Atlanta, where all Koch scholars are invited back. And and we have service summits on those other years often, where we meet in a certain city around the US and just kind of look at the government there and the kind of things going on that, you know, we help give back to their community and talk to the local mayor and all kinds of things to learn how that city is making an impact and where and how we can help with that. And then, the alumni board, our selection committees, we use alumni for all of that, even from reading the applications. You know, we have some of them, any scholars in college admissions, regional networking events, and COVID kicked us into, as did a lot of people, kind of the virtual learning space that we hadn't really entered into yet. So, you know, over the past few years, we've had scholars come at, we call them Koch Scholar Pro events, where they can, if you're a pro at something, I'm putting that in quotes, you can, you know, teach, lead other Koch scholars in a virtual event or virtual learning class kind of thing, like a master class. And that's just been really cool to see them come together for that. We did virtual book clubs and real talk events, you know, just centering around diversity and equity and what that looks like, and all kinds of things like that. So yes, we offer a lot.
No, this is awesome. In fact, I love what you just said about master's class. I mean, getting alumni together and a person with a certain proficiency, if you will, you know, can share their skills or, you know, the workshops and all those. I mean, I think it's just wonderful.
I'm telling you, even I just, I have had a ball with those, just getting to listen in and learning about artificial intelligence and filmmaking and songwriting and things that I certainly didn't know about. And a lot of our scholars didn't. And it's just, and then some, many that did, and they just get to kind of enhance their own skills. But it was really cool. Really, it's been a lot of learning for all of us. So that's fun.
So what does the scholarship offer? I mean, so the ones, the 150 that make it, what do they get?
Yes, great question. They, of course, they get money for college, and so $20,000 towards their college education, but that is spread out over their 4 years, but they can defer it up to 10 years, so they could use it towards graduate school if they want down the road. But it's funny because, you know, these days that is it for sure puts a dent into things for college, but college is so crazy expensive these days.
Right. Yeah.
you know, what we all say is, you know, goes far beyond that, I think, is the community. And it really, I know it sounds cliche, but it's a family. It feels like this bigger family. And we really instill that in them from the moment they come to Scholars Weekend, you know, that you are now part of something much bigger than yourselves. And you get to be part of this network now of, you know, 6,600 Koch scholars that go back to 1989. And it's crazy because, you know, we have our scholars in 1989, either won a $1,000 scholarship from us or $20,000. And I mean, I could name, you know, a bunch of those 1989 scholars that only won $1,000 from us who are still just very involved in this network and this community today. And so that, to me, that says a lot about how much it means to them. We've done all kinds of impact studies over the years with them, like surveys and things like that, where we've found that it's like 80% or so consider the Koch Scholars family like one of their favorite, their top three networks, even more so than college, their college alma mater, you know. So it's just amazing.
I just thought maybe you could share some success stories, where however you define success, with the alums or the alumni, you know, scholars who gone on to do things, maybe some vignettes or little examples.
Yeah. Well, you know, this part will probably speak to many people in the alumni relations kind of world, because it's really hard when you talk about defining success. It's so hard to measure. Like we all, you know, people talk about ROI, like what's your return on investment? In our world, it's more like ROE, what's your return on engagement? And, you know, and so it's hard to define relationship or to measure relationship building, right? Because that's a big part of what it is, and those connections. But we are constantly trying to do that better and better each year. And so as far as the network goes, it's crazy how amazing and diverse it is. Koch scholars are visionary leaders and change agents, trailblazers, lifelong learners. I mean, we could go on and on about the amazing people that they are, but they're all committed to service and giving back. On our website, you'll see that we talk about them being a force for good in the world. And it's really true. They're doing some incredible things. You know, they're doctors, lawyers, educators, politicians, parents. Some are running their own nonprofits, and others are CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. It's really kind of crazy. We even have a U.S. senator and some congressmen and women, mayors, Miss Americas, NFL players. It's a little crazy, but the coolest thing to me is there's really not an occupation or industry that a Koch scholar is not part of, and that's pretty unique. And they're always willing to help each other and mentor each other, which I love. We have this common phrase that we use among our team a lot, and we'll say it to Koch scholars when we get them together, but we always say that magic happens when Koch scholars connect with each other or come together in person or virtually. And it's so true. So, but it's hard because we define success more in terms of the kind of, are they active citizens in their communities? Are they active in their communities in any way? You know, because we don't care if you're a stay-at-home parent or the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. you, like all Koch scholars, truly have been successful in their own ways, you know, and we're so proud of all of them. So that's been really cool. I mean, there's definitely ones that, and you know, you can see it on our website, but people that we've done stories over the years, like, and you may have heard of them. Michael Tubbs is one. He's a 2008 yeah. scholar who became mayor of Stockton, California for, mm-hmm. I think, eight years. It was quite a while, and he was super young and successful in his role there. And Athena Lau, who introduced me to you, who's yep. a, you know, 2008 scholar and doing amazing work in higher ed, and Kavita right. Shukla, who's a 2002 scholar who invented fresh paper. She's like in the Smithsonian now, among many other women leaders. And it just, I can't, it goes on and on. Sean Patel, we've had a bunch that have been on Shark Tank over the years and have
yes.
pitched yeah. their product and won an investment from the Sharks on ABC. And one of them was Sean Patel, and Christopher Gray yeah. is another. I mean, I could go on and on, but like I said, the stories on our scholars are really endless, because I mean, we also had so many that, you know, when the pandemic hit, they just really took action and found ways to connect people, you know, to their loved ones when they're in the hospitals, and just all these things that are equally as beautiful and important to us, you know. So
sure.
Yeah.
For the high schoolers out there listening to this, what would you say? And obviously you guys are a big name in scholarships. You know, you'd mentioned that there may be other avenues as well. So maybe you could speak to that. To high schoolers, both about, first about the Coca-Cola Scholars Program, and then maybe other opportunities.
Yes. Well, absolutely. Because it has the Coca-Cola name attached to it, you know, yes, we get many, many applications. But yeah. I don't want to deter anybody from applying, because even a lot of people will hear, oh gosh, they get 90,000 applications. Like, I wouldn't possibly have a chance. But right. I promise you that every Koch scholar since 1989 will tell you that they can't believe that they became a Koch scholar, you know, like even yeah. if they were doing the most amazing things in high school, they're all pretty, we've heard that from almost everybody, you know, like, how did I win the scholarship back in the day? So you just right. never know. It's always just like everything. It's always worth a try. And so if you are a high achieving high schooler who is really strong in service and leadership and academics, you know, employment too, by the way, is a big part of that, because a lot of our scholars have to work to help mm-hmm. their families. That's great too. But if you're a high achieving high school student, I would really encourage everybody to apply. But also, there's so many scholarships out there. And of course, you know, we love ours and we encourage everyone to apply for ours.
Sure.
But on our website, we list, I think it's under programs at the top. Mm-hmm. If you scroll to the bottom, you'll see a list of other resources. Mm-hmm. Scholly is a great source for, like, to have on your phone, like a scholarship application mm-hmm. site. And it was started by a Koch scholar, Christopher Gray, who 2010 scholar. And it's, you know, that's one of the many ways of, I mean, I believe FastWeb and things like that are still out there, but you're right. hopefully your guidance counselor at your high school will point you in the direction of the right kind of scholarships for you to apply for. But there is so much money out there to be had, you know, towards scholarships. And so I just highly encourage people to do their research. It takes time. It takes a lot of time to look this up and to research it, but they are out there. And hopefully our website will point them towards lots of different kinds of things out there for them. And application or sites like Scholly as well.
Is there anything during their 4 years that they're getting access to the alumni? Is there anything else that is available to them?
So I was mentioning the coaching program. So during their 4 years of undergrad, the coaching program is one, and we have different ways of connecting them on campuses. They all get lists of the other Koch scholars on their campus. Okay. So we connect them that way, but also they get to be part of one thing I completely forgot to mention, which is pretty important, is we now have this online alumni networking platform called Koch Scholars Connect, and it's exclusive for scholars. We have a partnership with a company called Graduate who creates these platforms, and they can, so as soon as you become a Koch Scholar and we go through like the orientation part with you and you know what you need to do to get your scholarship checks each year and things like that, then they get to be part of this virtual network where they can apply for jobs. Like Koch Scholars will, if their company has a job opening, they'll post it there in the job site. So you have access to some amazing job offer. Not offers, but you know, to apply for jobs, opportunities. Post jobs, apply for jobs, register for our events. In the directory, they can look each other up by location and industry and interest and job title and class and all of that. So, and then much more. It's kind of their one-stop shop to this exclusive network. So, yeah, I mean, you know, and then from there, I listed the many things after they graduate as well. But it's pretty cool. From the very beginning, they are part of this 6,600 people network. Yeah. So,
that's an amazing resource. This is what, you know, the online platform would be an amazing resource. Absolutely.
Yeah. And Venkat, I should mention one of the things we're really working on now. We just did a strategic plan, and we're really excited about the future of the Scholars Foundation and our network of scholars over the years. And one of the things we're working on right now is a roadmap of alumni engagement. And, you know, what is it basically, in a sense, what does that look like from the beginning, like from the moment you become a Koch scholar to the moment you die? I mean, like, or, you know, as long as you want to stay involved with us, like, what does that look like over the course of those years? And how do we, what's the best way to measure the engagement of that? So we're really working as a team. We have an awesome, talented team of just seven of us, just seven strong. But we're looking at that and talking to other organizations. And because just to be clear, we are not the only people doing this. You know, I think we've definitely been a model for a lot of scholarship providers over the years, but we also have learned from our peer. We have many amazing peers in this industry who we're learning from as well. So it's something you're seeing more and more with scholarship providers who realize the importance of and the value that their alumni bring to their network and bring to their scholarship, you know, and over the years. So, I mean, it's pretty cool. So yes, we're working on this engagement model, and in the next year or two, hope to have like a really solid kind of roadmap, I guess, in that sense.
Cool. So we're going to start winding down. So Carolyn, any closing thoughts before we sign off here?
Oh, goodness. I would say, I mean, like I said before, I just really, I want to encourage people to, if you're a high school student now, one of the big things to me is, like, if you're in ninth grade, for example, go mm-hmm. on and start keeping track of everything you do over your high school career, because not just for our scholarship, but most of the scholarships out there are going to want to know, like, all the amazing things about you through your high school career. So keep track of it, almost like an ongoing resume, mm-hmm. because that will help you so much when you are a senior and you're trying to apply for scholarship money. Mm-hmm. So keep track of that and just do it. I mean, to quote Nike, just do it, you know. It's so worth it. If you don't get it, then you tried, at least you can feel good about that, hopefully. But you very well could get it, and if not ours, many others. And it's just, there's no reason not to. No reason not to. And if you're a scholarship provider, or, you know, somebody that has an alumni network out there or wants to start one, I'm always happy to talk to people. And I love like sharing best practices with other organizations. Mm-hmm. And also I just want to, if you are a scholarship provider out there, like, you know where your scholars are going in life. Like, it's just so important. And you never, one thing I didn't even mention, it's kind of important, but you never know how they're going to give back over the years. Like,
sure.
And they've even, for us, they've started giving back financially. Mm-hmm. We always say with their time, talent, and treasure, and it can bring just so much value and benefits to you as an organization, but also to their lives. And they start to see it, and they want to give back to organizations that have helped them like that over the years. So it's a great thing. Yeah,
awesome. So thank you so much, Carolyn, for taking the time. You're doing great work as part of this Coca-Cola Scholarship Foundation. I thank you for your time, and thank you for all the work, and continue to do so. And I hope the listeners take heed, and I'm sure you'll probably get, I don't know, we can't beat the 90,000, but hopefully you'll get a few more applications.
Well,
inspired a whole bunch. Yeah, at least inspired a whole bunch. So cool. Thank you so much, Carolyn. Take care.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Venkat.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Hi again. Hope you enjoyed this podcast with Carolyn Norton, Alumni Relations Manager at Coca-Cola Scholars Foundation. Carolyn gave us a great overview of the Coca-Cola Scholarship, how to apply for the scholarship, what they look for in their scholars, the range of benefits scholars receive during their college years, and the alumni engagement programs beyond college. Hope you explore the Coca-Cola Scholarship to see if it is for you. If it is, apply. For questions or comments on this podcast, please email podcast@almamatters.io. Thank you all so much for listening to our podcast today. Transcripts for this podcast and previous podcasts are on almamatters.io/podcasts. To stay connected with us, subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, or visit anchor.fm/AlmaMatters to check us out. Till we meet again, take care and be safe. Thank you.
College Matters.
Alma Matters.